This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 29th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today in Israel is quite warm. Jerusalem basks under a sunny sky, while Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant sea breeze. Haifa remains mild and clear, a perfect day for those looking to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. and Saudi Arabia launch strikes on Iranian proxies in Iraq. That's from I-24 News, coming in now. Also, joint U.S.-Saudi attacks on Iran-backed forces in Iraq after an unsuccessful Islamic Republic surprise attack. JNS reported this earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran launched missiles at an American base in Jordan. All were intercepted. This was confirmed by Walla earlier today. Separately, a warm meeting between Trump and Netanyahu hints at the next move against the Ayatollah regime, reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. And finally, Iran fires missiles at U.S. forces in Jordan for the first time since President Trump announced a pause. That's according to I-24 News. Just in. Here's what people are saying online. I-24N EWS English posted just minutes ago that U.S. and Saudi Arabia launched strikes on Iranian proxies in Iraq overnight. Amichai Stein, a journalist, posted earlier today about the joint U.S.-Saudi strikes against Iran-backed militias in Iraq. He noted that 30 targets were hit in central and southern Iraq. Joe Trusman, an analyst, reported an hour ago that Iraq's popular mobilization forces claimed multiple casualties and damage from the U.S. and Saudi attacks, labeling it a serious escalation and violation of Iraqi sovereignty. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. and Saudi strikes on Iranian proxies in Iraq. I-24 News reports this action follows a failed surprise attack by the Islamic Republic. U.S. Central Command states that all Iranian missiles were intercepted. This development underscores heightened tensions in the region as U.S. forces maintain a high state of readiness. For civilians, this could mean increased security measures and potential disruptions. Turning to the intercepted missile attack on a U.S. base in Jordan earlier today, Walla confirms the Revolutionary Guards attempted a significant offensive. All missiles were stopped, averting potential casualties and damage. This strike comes hours after the joint U.S.-Saudi response in Iraq, illustrating the volatile back-and-forth nature of current Middle Eastern conflicts. Residents in the region may experience increased military activity and travel advisories. Meanwhile, the meeting between Trump and Netanyahu focused on strategic responses to Iran. Israel Hayom reports that their 90-minute conversation included discussions on preventing nuclear proliferation and exerting pressure on Iran. This diplomatic engagement suggests a cohesive U.S.-Israel front in dealing with Iranian threats. The implications for diplomacy in the region are profound, potentially affecting future peace talks and alliances. On the economic front, first, Intel's revival begins with increased processor demand. CTEK reports that this shift gives Liputan an opportunity for a strategic rebuild after years of setbacks. Separately, a man in his 50s won 10 million shekels in the double lotto. Israel Hayom Business shares that he's been using the same numbers consistently every week, leading to this windfall. And finally, the Treasury cancels a grant for Intel's Kiryat Gat facility. Globes notes this comes 2 years after construction was halted, affecting the local tech landscape and workforce. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.